your wedding day. You've been dreaming and planning it.
Okay, hi again.
Hi, Rachel.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. It was
no problem.
Just another flicker that it took the internet holds the router out.
Oh, gosh. Technical difficulties, that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
It seems like that stuff never happens until you don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, and I'm wondering, too, if when they fixed the power earlier today, if it wasn't like a quick fix so that the whole town wasn't without power for longer.
Right.
We just had a storm roll through, so it's like hailing and sleeting and stuff. But yes, but I can download both portions and then I'll place it together so we get sound proper.
Okay.
Thing. It'll just take me a little longer to get it done tonight, which is fine, of course. Okay. Where did I lose you? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. So we were talking about how...
It was right before making a list of the vendors. So it was right after, you know, trying to keep the wedding within the calendar year and local businesses and helping them out.
Okay. So point one, how about you guys just start talking from there and then I'll chime in.
Awesome. So what we were talking about was that in the unfortunate... case that you cannot have all of your vendors that you originally chose, we suggest making a spreadsheet and list out all of your vendors from the most important to you, unfortunately, to the least important.
Yeah, think about who you would be super bummed if they just couldn't serve you on their wedding day, and kind of reach out to those people first in the order that you make. And see if they're available for that list of dates that you get from the venue that you reached out to. Once you get all those dates, you can inquire about those dates back with the vendors that mean the most to you. See if they're available. Obviously, that's happening a lot right now with a lot of vendors.
Yeah.
So just, you know, it definitely you want to get out in front of it first. Try to get to them quickly to see if they're still available.
But for our brides, Rachel, we actually sent them preemptively. I sent all of my April and May brides a list of open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from July through November. And I told them that these are the days that we're available. That means that we're definitely going to be shooting some double and triple header wedding weekends.
Yes,
you know,
of course.
You know what? It will do what we need to do for our brides. Are we going to be exhausted in the fall? Yes, we are. But you know what? Fall is beautiful, and we are going to be shooting a ton of those weddings, and that's okay.
Yeah, I completely agree. I know it is going to stretch. It's interesting because the whole industry right now is sort of at a standstill in a lot of ways, but brides are going to be so overwhelmed and busy this fall when things would typically slow up some, I assume. But I think it'll be interesting, especially for the two of you, having both of you. I think that will, you know, you'll be able to help each other out.
Yeah, I think that goes for even a normal wedding season. It can be taxing, and it can be, you know, you can be really, really tired, you know, when it comes to the October. But yeah, doing it together. You have that built-in support system of not only a business partner, but a life partner, and being able to just kind of rely on them and lean on them a little bit to help get you through.
Thank you, Jordan. Yes, and I'm here for you to lean on if you need it. No, but let's be real, it's me who needs you for emotional support. But Rachel, yeah, but it's so interesting. I got off the phone with Ashley from Eva & Co. Events out of Cincinnati this morning. And she said something that really resonated with me. She said that at the end of this, we are going to be so much stronger and more prepared for the future than we were before as business owners and as wedding vendors.
Oh, that's powerful and so on point. Because it is true. It really is. It does force us all to put a hard look at our businesses, as well as brides or couples and grooms and all of that. It makes us take a hard look at what's most important to us on our wedding day, right?
You're so right. And I definitely see smaller, more intimate weddings becoming a trend. going forward from here, I think that, like you said, people are going to say, okay, what is, if I had to pick the top 20, 15 people in my life on my wedding day, they're kind of being forced to do that right now. And I think that that's, it's, a lot of things are going to come into focus because of this.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
So the next thing we wanted to kind of touch on, so in the unfortunate event that you can't reschedule one of your favorite vendors, go ahead and ask them for recommendations that they might have for a similar vendor who can deliver the same quality and experience that you were expecting to get from them. Most likely they have friends in the industry, and it may be even in the same industry. I know we have a lot of photographer friends who we know would do a fantastic job if for whatever reason we weren't available on a bride's rescheduled date. So that's definitely something that you should do. And even other vendors who might not be in the same kind of category. So, you know, photographers might know florists or event planners that could step in and do a really, really good job on the day of. So I'm sure, you know, as wedding vendors, I think we all have opinions on people that can do a really, really good job. So just reach out, ask, it can't hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say, it's such a sensitive topic, talking about rescheduling with different vendors. It really is, because wedding vendors become emotionally attached to our couples. We get really invested in their love story. We get invested in them as people. So it's definitely hard when it comes to the idea of thinking you might be losing a couple, for lack of a better word. But at the same time, I think that everyone, like we talked about earlier, is rallying together and kind of supporting one another and giving each other business and help and support.
Yeah, it all goes back to that servant mindset, just being able to serve your brides the best as possible, even if that means that it's not actually you doing the serving on the day of. Just knowing that they'll be taken care of by hopefully someone that can deliver the same experience that you can.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true.
It is. And, you know, if all else fails, you guys, and you need to start the rebooking process, there's a lot of flexibility with dates and prices and, you know, additions. And, you know, we're giving special print credits to people who book in 2020. And it's definitely going to be a very flexible market for a while.
Yep.
And if you need to start rebooking, you know, don't have any shame in doing that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen like education resources, video resources, tons of stuff is being just released for free since, you know, everybody's stuck at home and they can use the service. The same can be said for some wedding professionals. I've seen deals on planning, deals on photography, all kinds of stuff. Just because everything's in flux right now, and there might, you know, there are vendors being rescheduled and canceled on, dates are opening up left and right. So definitely, you know,
keep your options
it's a negative
open.
Situation all around, but there are ways to find positives in it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I also feel that if you had a dream vendor before and the date wasn't working, you never know now. So you might be able to get somebody else on your team that you kind of wanted before, but it couldn't work, and now maybe it will. So you have to remember to reach out to those too.
You are so right. I didn't even think about that. Absolutely. There's so many times where people have reached out to us and we've had to tell them we're booked and we've had some stuff open up.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it's
hurt.
Important to remember.
Absolutely. So we think if you guys, or if our brides, or any brides really kind of go in that order, start with your venue and work your way down, and just remember, you know, a lot of this is going to be hard. Some hard conversations are going to be had, but at the end of the day, you know, your vendors are here for you. And you know, you're still going to have your dream wedding.
Yeah. The most important thing that you can do is get organized. I'm sure most of you are. Almost every bride that I've met is super organized, but especially in this time, you know, just kind of follow the steps that we laid out here. You know, take actionable steps to get things back on track. And, you know, it's all personal decisions. It's all, you just have to take the temperature personally. No, it's your wedding. It's not anybody else's wedding. So at the end of the day, whatever you're most comfortable with is what you need to do for you and your wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer here.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, no, not at all. It's very personal.
Yeah. Well, Jordan, Chelsea, thank you so much for taking the time this evening to chat with me. I greatly appreciate it. Tell our listeners where they can find you.
Yeah, so we're probably most active on our Instagram. You guys can follow us at Chelsea and Jordan Photography.
Chelsea with an EY, Jordan with an AN.
Yeah, most people spell my name with an EA, but I'm an EY.
I'll link you all up in the show notes. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
And then our website is chelseaandjordan.com.
Yeah, perfect. But we're super active on Instagram. So give us a follow. We'll follow you back. We would love to see you over there. Yeah.
Yeah, your Instagram is beautiful. I don't even know it's you. I'll be scrolling. I'm like, oh, that's pretty. And I'm like, oh, it's them.
It's them. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's like, it makes me like, I'm like, oh, see, I'm like drawn to a certain thing. I know it.
We work very hard to, by we, I mean Chelsea, works very hard on cultivating the Instagram feed. So very
Instagram, Rachel, is a full-time job.
Yeah.
Oh, my heavens, I know. So much so that I have given it all to Ashley because I just have the time for it and I get to make all the pretty graphics for it still. But now she's doing all the caption writing and the things that bring me anxiety. So
there you go. There you go.
Best decision of the week last week, I have to say. So we'll be back on Wednesday with Kat. She'll be talking to us about skincare and not letting us get all stressed out leading up to our wedding day and in the current quarantine place we find ourselves. So this will be available on all of your favorite podcast platforms later on tonight. And once again, thank you so much, Jordan and Chelsea, for coming on. I so appreciate you.
Yeah,
thank you for having us, Rachel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, have a great night.
You too. Bye.